Welcome to Infinite Love Podcast. Today I want to talk about love. Love is such a powerful word, an amazing feeling that can consume us entirely. You have love within, and you have love outwardly. Love comes in all shapes, forms, sizes. Love is timeless. Love is infinite. It's how I established my podcast name, Infinite Love. It was a journey I found within myself, falling back in love with myself, falling in love with life. I've grown up lucky to be surrounded by love. The love I get and receive from my family, the love I've encountered through friendships, the love I share with strangers. It's such a powerful and overwhelming feeling, but it's beautiful. It's what we desire. All my life, love is what held me together. I didn't realize I was always searching for love when I had to find love within. That was the greatest journey so far. Finding love within myself, finding and reconnecting with that inner child within me who saw love all around her, who spewed love outwardly without hesitation and maybe to a fault. I wore my heart on my sleeve and still do, and nothing will change that. At times I've been told I shouldn't wear my heart on my sleeve, because people take advantage of it. But I've encountered the people I've encountered in my life for a reason, and I get it now. I see it. And I hold love for even those who walk out of my life, because it allowed me to feel love in such a beautiful way. It allowed me to open my eyes to love. It allowed me to seek love within rather than seeking it outwardly. It allowed me to look at life with love, finding love in everything I see around me. And it's a beautiful place to be. When I listen to music and my heart just radiates love, I know I've connected. When I'm outside and I catch a glimpse of an animal, or the swaying of the trees, or spot beautiful colors in flowers, I feel love, I see love, and I'm grateful for love. Sometimes love can be so powerful and overwhelming that we run from it, or we hold on too tightly. But ultimately, while doing the work within, I've learned a lot about love in all the shapes and forms it comes in, and what terrifies us with love or what excites us with love. Sometimes we find ourselves doing or saying or making the craziest choices because of love, because we don't know how to balance that feeling within. And maybe it's because we've never felt that kind of love before. So we run from it or push it away, or we hold on to it so tightly, suffocating those around us in fear that we'll lose that feeling of love. So while I dug deep within and had the realizations that I lacked love for myself because I so freely gave love away, I found the joy in life again when I started pouring all that love back into myself. And then when I was so consumed by love, I gladly gave away and shared my love with others with boundaries, making sure I never overpoured, making sure I kept balance. And I sit here smiling just because I can feel the love within exude out of me. as I share what love has done for me on this journey. Starting way back from the beginning, some would say I was overprotected, but I was never overloved. I was loved so much that I felt safe, that it allowed me to express gratitude for this love. My storyline could have been so different had I not been surrounded by so much love growing up, whether it was my family, my siblings, my cousins, my aunts or uncles, my friendships in the neighborhood. I was always graciously given love and accepted and embraced. And at times, yes, I miss the magic of those moments to be carefree, to not see reflections staring back at me, to not judge, but only feel kindness, support, protection, and love. To live, to laugh, to dance, to celebrate, to be young. That's what children are supposed to feel growing up. And I did. I was one of the lucky ones. And I'll never take that for granted because it was such a beautiful blessing. But as I grew older and started feeling the pain, but hiding it and masking it, I started giving away the love that I so deserved and needed. And then somewhere along the way, I became jealous of love because the love I was giving wasn't necessarily the love I was seeking. And maybe I got lost in the illusions of fairy tales and fantasies, but watching it all around me, watching my friends fall in and out of love, I intertwined all of that and got lost, seeking love in all the wrong places, subjecting myself to all the wrong people or things that broke me, that gave love such a negative picture in my mind. I was chasing love when really I was running, searching for love within, but not allowing myself to find that love. The more I rejected myself and filled my life with negativity, the more I was running towards the wrong places of love, the wrong people. Knowing in my heart and in my mind and in my soul the values and the morals I had set for myself, I quickly gave that all away because I felt like I wouldn't get anything, not the way I wanted or desired love to be. But I believed in those who knew I was broken, who knew I was insecure, who convinced me that their love would be the only kind of love I would ever receive. And at the age of 15, all it took was one moment in an instant where I allowed words to quickly override my morals and values of what I believed in. You see, at that time, I wanted to wait. I was worthy of waiting. It's something I strongly believed in. It was something within my soul. But I was jealous. I was looking for some way to feel some type of love, the way I watched it unfold around me. And he told me that this would be my only chance, that this moment, I would never get a moment like this. And what I knew he meant was no one would ever love me the way he could in that moment. And everything in me knew this was not what I wanted. This is not what I desired or deserved. But I was broken. I was scared. I was sad. I was lonely. And I caved in, knowing that this would ultimately break a huge piece of my heart. I still did it. I still went through with it. And what transpired next? Well, rejection, lies, stories being told about me. And that hurt even worse because now I had a fight for myself. I had to fight for my truth, but I also had to take accountability for my choices. But it didn't matter. It was all done in an instant, and my life changed drastically after that, because then I picked up the broken pieces, desiring to feel something more real, but still searching in all the wrong places and people. I was so lost. It's so hard to describe because it's so real and raw. But my concept of love was fighting an inner battle with my inner child who I was letting go of. I was starting to ignore. I was lost. And I still couldn't figure that out, that it was me that I was in need to fall in love with. It was me that I needed to see in the mirror and love. It was me that I needed to forgive. I don't blame anyone for the choices I've made. I can't. That's an energy I don't want. But it's how I got to where I'm at today. I am so filled with love, so consumed with love within, that I know that I've met the people I have and I've made the choices I've made to get me right here. The journey wasn't easy, still isn't, but it's a journey I'm loving. It's a journey I'm embracing. It's a journey that I am so grateful for, because ultimately, it's found my way back to me, that little girl, to the person I am today, to the woman I'm becoming. I see and feel love differently, and I choose love over pain, because love is what makes me who I am. I love so deeply and will never apologize for it. I love so purely. And because I chose this journey for myself, finding my way back to myself, that now the way I feel about love and the way that love consumes me, the way that it sets my soul on fire, I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't go back in time and change anything. Because if it means that I am right here and feeling the way I feel and pouring into others with the most realest love, most unconditional love I have, what greater gift is there than holding such a gift of love? Sometimes I'm still amazed by this journey of where my mindset was before in the dark, in the negativity, to where it's at now. Choosing to see and feel love differently, rather than holding on to the negative aspects of why me, why now, why this, why that. Now I embrace lessons with love, with gratitude, because I know I have the strength and resilience and the love within to look at life differently, to take different approaches, to trust in my intuition, to trust in those around me that I align to. And it's amazing how the universe works because of all of these transformations. I've been blessed with different people lately who come into my life, who not only align with me, but show me different forms of love that now I can truly appreciate. And what I mean by this is, I have a coworker and he reflects exactly the love I hold within. He brings such joy into my life at work. And we greet each other every day with an I love you. And it's amazing because we're not only coworkers, we're friends. And sometimes I tease them and say, we're soulmates from another lifetime. But he's my soul friend. And I value our connection. And even if it may only be short-lived, it was designed to be that on purpose. And I hold so much love. I mean, I feel it as I say it because I truly align with it. I hold so much love for this guy walking into my life and teaching me from his world, from his life, from his journey, but also sharing the same energy. And it's amazing. Every day our energy just elevates to a new level when we see each other, as if we haven't seen each other for years and it's only been one night. And I truly cherish and value this friendship and just love sharing and holding space with him within the classroom. And that's what I mean by the way the universe works, is I know that by doing the work, I'm blessed with these gifts every single day. I see all shapes and forms of love in and out of my days. And it's not only with people, but it's with nature. It's with life around me. It's with watching others interact with each other. Kindness. It's the simple little things in life that raise my vibrations, that allow me to feel so much joy and pure love within. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And I know from a distance it sounds maybe crazy, maybe impossible, but it's real and it's true. And it didn't happen overnight. But I know the more I work on myself and hold space for myself and hold love and gratitude and compassion for myself, even on those very, very trying days, because there are those days. There are those days where I may actually get triggered. But once I've sat with that and once I've processed it, I simply am blessed with a moment of any sort that just elevates my soul, that just radiates my unconditional love for life, for myself, for others. And that's how I know that love is real. It's all around us, and it's a blessing, and it's amazing, and it should never be taken for granted. And when you do feel you're in a situation where you're not receiving that love, go within and ask yourself if you're giving yourself that love that you're so worthy of first. Then you realize what aligns to you and what no longer does, and you start releasing what no longer does. You start appreciating love for what it is, holding no expectations, allowing it to come within because you love yourself so much. Love isn't something to be controlled or desired or chased after. Love should always begin within your own self. And when you start beginning to love yourself, everything around you changes. And then you get to see what love is. What love should be, what love feels like. And you start expressing love differently, and you start appreciating love more. Earlier, I'd mentioned how amazing the universe works. And the perfect way to end this podcast is simply sharing a little story that just took place while I was taking a break. I was scrolling on TikTok and I received a message. Someone sent me a live of them sharing a video of a sun setting. It was absolutely beautiful. So I joined the live for a quick second, and she saw that I popped in and wanted to make sure she wrote my name in the sand. And that right there was just beautiful. It was a beautiful gift, and it filled my heart with so much love that a stranger, whom I barely know, just through TikTok, was excited that I popped into her life, and by showing her gratitude, wrote my name in the sand along with many other people who desired so. And I held no expectations. I just wanted to pop in and show my appreciation for her sending me a message. You see, that's how the universe works lately for me, showing me love all around through people I don't even know, or I barely know. And it's the act of kindness through strangers that love is seen, is felt, is heard worldwide. And this is the amazing blessing of love, of where I once was in my journey to where I am now, an open heart and a loving soul. Life can surprise you in many different ways if you just open your heart to it. and hold no expectations along the way. You just trust, release, let go, surrender, and let the world unfold around you. Just be present in the moments. Live in those moments. Embrace those moments and hold gratitude for those moments. And I know it might seem hard because once you get there, you wonder about your past and how many moments passed you by. And I did that for a hot second, but I stopped myself and realized I wasn't ready to see or feel anything. And yes, I may have appreciated moments back then, but not the way I feel and appreciate them now. Because now, the way I love myself and the way I know I'm worthy, I feel and see things differently, which allows love to just flow right through me. And when I feel that flow of love, I feel unstoppable. I feel empowered. I feel like I'm ready to explore the entire world without fear. I'm no longer afraid of the things I once was, because no matter what, I trust. I trust in myself. I trust in alignment. I trust in divine timing. And I believe in myself. And I believe in love. And that is a place I'll never let go of, because it took me a long journey to get here. But this journey has been nothing short of blessing after blessing after blessing, because I choose to see it. I choose to allow it. I choose to feel it. I choose to embrace it. And I don't take anything for granted. So with that being said, I just want to say I thank you and I love you for sharing space with me today and just feeling the love and being able to share the love to all of you who are listening. Thank you.